host, Tiare. And today we're looking at a rather important topic, at least I think it is important, a rather important topic on the question of purpose. Does everyone have one? If yes, what is it? I'll be back in a second. So you probably already know by now that one of the foundational tenets of Girl Unlimited is the understanding that we all have a purpose for being alive in this very moment. I call it a God-given purpose. And I hear so many people, including those close to me, struggle with this particular issue, the issue of not knowing what theirs is. Now, I totally believe that everyone at some point in their lives should ask the question, what is their purpose? What is my purpose? But I know a lot of people don't or don't seem interested in it. And that doesn't surprise me in the least. Now, I come from a developing country. Now, I know a lot of people call them third world countries. I prefer to refer to them as developing countries. So if you come from a third world country like I do, I honestly wouldn't blame you. I can't blame you if you're not interested in knowing what your purpose is. Because at the end of the day, what's most important is survival. Now, let me explain. Even from as little as when I was 10, I could see the wide demarcation, the wide gap between the rich and the poor in my country. And both parties worked equally hard. The difference was the rich ones, and when I'm talking rich, I mean, I'm doing air quotes in the air. I'm talking about people who seem to have better jobs brought about by better education. So if you wanted to survive and live a fairly decent life in my country, you needed to have a good job, which meant you needed to go to school. And by school, I'm referring to all the way up to the university level. Sometimes even master's and PhD, depending on what course of topic or what course of study you are involved in. Now, going to school not only meant you had access to better jobs, but it also gave this impression of prestige. And it wasn't just about going to school. You had to go to study specific courses in the university. If sciences or science subjects were more your strength, then you were looking at courses like medicine or engineering. And if you were like me and you were stronger in the arts and humanities subjects, then you went and studied law. That's just the way it was. Studying these courses seemed to guarantee you a place at the table. Back then, going into business, and when I'd say business, I'm talking mostly opening grocery stores or selling cars, where mostly for people who didn't go to school, again, school being university. So for people who didn't go to school, in which case the only option they had to make a living was to go into business. Now, obviously, things have changed a lot, especially in the last, maybe 15 years. And I know I am making quite generic statements here, but hopefully you get the picture I'm trying to paint. There were obviously exceptions to this rule, and there are even a few university courses that I haven't mentioned in this holy grail of courses. Courses like accountancy and pharmacy. And there were those total rebels who decided to be musicians, for instance. I can tell you that most parents didn't want their kids towing that particular line. You can tell I'm probably talking from experience, can't you? Now, if you're living in survival mode and you're living in a, say, war situation, then it almost sounds ludicrous to be thinking of purpose, isn't it? Or is it? Well, if you're crazy like me, then I started asking those questions from way back from when I was not even a teenager yet. For some reason, I was just so taken by those questions. Why am I on earth? Why am I the way I am? I have this talent. What am I supposed to do with it? And I truly think that at some point, we all should be asking those questions. Because the truth is, there is a reason for our existence. And when you don't know the use of a thing, there is a high tendency you will misuse or abuse it. So I reiterate again that if you've not really given this purpose thing a thought, then I suggest that you do. And there is no better time than now. Why? One word, meaning. It gives your life meaning because your life does mean something. Even if you don't know what it is yet, and even if you have never really thought about it yet, your life does have meaning. And if you ever want to live a life that is fulfilled and become the best version of yourself, then you need to know your purpose. You need to follow the purpose and you need to fulfill that purpose. No pressure. So if you're wondering where to start, today, I wanted to give you a few pointers, but first I wanted to mention a few observations that I have come across in the course of my journey in purpose discovery. First things first, you see that overarching word purpose? It's really just a combination of broken down smaller action steps and ventures. It's like a living organism. It grows. It even reveals facets that you didn't see sometime down the line. Secondly, we're hardly given the full picture. So living in your purpose usually involves a leap of faith, no matter how small that leap is. Thirdly, you've been equipped, or at least you have access to all the raw materials you need to live the life you're called to live. Yes, it may take some honing, and it may take some grafting, and it might take some growing, but trust me, it's there. It's all there. Okay, now that we have those facts down, here are some ways I think might help you discover your purpose. There are probably so many more pointers that you could explore, but hopefully these ones that I mentioned here will light a spark in your soul and get you digging, get you going. First things first, start with what you know. Please, please, please don't wait for clarity. Don't be like me. I still remember publishing a Facebook page for my music in September 2015. I knew I had this talent and I knew I wanted to sing, but I also knew there was more. I just didn't know what the more was. So I decided to start walking in what I knew. If anyone had told me back then that I will be publishing a podcast in September 2021, actually, now that I think about it, I didn't even realize the alignment, September. I promise you, it wasn't planned. But if anyone had told me that in September 2021, I will be publishing a podcast, I would have laughed. Now, I didn't even think of the correlation between September 2015 and September 2021. That wasn't even planned. But that's how it's just, maybe it's because it was my birthday month. I don't know. There's something about it being my birthday month. But if anyone had told me, I bet you I would have laughed in their face. Was I crystal clear about going into music? Nope. I would say I was about 80% clear. But that kept me stuck for so many years because I wanted to be 100% sure. Friend, be smarter. Just start. Even if it's just an inkling or a slight, almost unnoticeable quickening in your heart, start heading in that direction of the, inverted commas again, call. Just trusting more of the path will be revealed to you as you make progress. Next point, keep going. If starting is as hard as nails, then I think keeping at whatever it is you started is like that unyielding wall you're trying to nail through. You probably started so many things and didn't see it through to the end. I can't even begin to tell you how many things I haven't seen to the end. And I know I'm not speaking by myself. I know there's so many of you listening to this who have been through the exact same thing you started, and you have a lot of starts and stops in your life. But keep going. Keep going. If I can, so can you. Next point is what I'm calling follow the scent of the bliss. In other words, follow the joy. What are those things that light you up? What are those things that make you do mental skips and somersaults in your head when you do the things or even just think about doing them? Follow those. You never know where they will lead. And again, I know this is easier said than done. And I personally know it takes courage. Oh God, don't I know it takes courage to even take up, to even own up to what you love to do, not to talk of actually following and walking down that path. But if it leads to your life's calling, then believe me, it is worth it. Next point, live in contentment. This might not seem connected on the face of it, but there's something about being in the state of contentment. You see opportunities that usually you wouldn't see. I've experienced this so many times in my life, and I've seen it happen to other people when they're experiencing, when they're in this place of bitterness and this place of pain and in this place of heightened discontentment with where they're at in their lives. Let me give you a quick story here. Not too many years ago, I was in this place where I felt that at some specific age, I should have attained a certain level of attainment, as it were. And I felt so pained and so discontent with my life and just was in a terrible place, in a really, really, really dark place. And I was just downright miserable. But it took finding contentment for me to begin to dream again. It took being in a state of contentment for me to begin to see opportunities that were around me again. And I'll tell you how that happened. Now, being content, I'm not saying that you should not reach for higher or you should not aspire for more or that you should be satisfied. It means you are appreciative of where you are. And I can't think of a better way of achieving that than through developing your gratitude muscle. I wish you could see me flexing my muscles at the moment. Now, in terms of building that gratitude muscle, some folks I know keep a gratitude journal. Some others include things that they are grateful for while they are journaling about other things. Others just think about it. I think I listened to Tony Robbins once actually say that he wakes up in the morning thinking of those things that he's grateful for. However you choose to follow, whatever way you choose to do this, the whole idea is just to be intentional and consistent. Confession, I used to lift my nose at the whole gratitude idea until I was actively looking for a cure for my glass half empty outlook to life. Why? Because like I just said, I was miserable. Then so many people I love and trust started talking about keeping gratitude journals, and it didn't hurt to learn that Oprah also did the same. But now my kids call me one of the most positive thinking people they know, and I laugh secretly, but you and I know the truth now, so let's keep it between us, hey? Next point, focus on helping people. Just love and serve people. Now, sometimes when I hear people talk about, you know, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't know what my purpose is, I don't even know what I'm passionate about, I am convinced, now you may disagree with me, but I am convinced that at the center of everyone's purpose is people in one way or the other, directly or indirectly. So whether that is in form of entertaining people or solving a problem for people or healing people in some way, I believe that if you could factor people in what you're doing, if you could love on people, if you could serve people, you will be happy. Some of the happiest people I know find such great fulfillment just being there for people in any way, even if it's in a really, really tiny, minute way. Start from there. If you can't think of anywhere to start, if you can't think of any ideas, you can't see any opportunities, just start serving people. Just start loving on people and see how the world literally opens up to you. I heard a story a long time ago of this girl who asked her mentor if she was in God's will by giving beggars money on the streets. And I remember the story goes that her mentor told her that even if it wasn't in God's will for her life, that there was no way she could go wrong and there's no way she could be hurting anyone by helping somebody else. So I do believe while you wait for that lightning bolt moment, I believe that if you spend time helping people, if you focus your energies on helping people, I believe you will arrive as a Eureka. Many times it doesn't look the way we think it is going to look. Many times we don't get the lightning bolt moments, but at least you will be happier. Next, and my final point probably, keep an open mind and a sensitive heart and keep working on yourself. Now, as a Christian, I've always believed that God is the one who guides. Other people have a gut feeling, a knowing, but sometimes we struggle to even pick up those vibes. And I'm convinced that the reason for this is because we're either not wanting to follow the direction that we sense, probably because we don't like that direction, or because we're so focused on one path that we totally miss the point, the prompts, and totally miss the signs leading us to somewhere else. So I believe it's important to keep an open mind. I believe it's important to keep a sensitive heart and keep working on yourself. Keep finding out more about yourself. Keep learning about yourself. And I can't think of a better way of doing this again than journaling. So that's all I wanted to share with you today, guys. I once heard someone say that if you can live without knowing what your purpose is, you will. Don't live without knowing. You're a total rock star for listening to the end. If you found value in today's episode, would you do me a favor? Would you rate and review this podcast? And if the platform you're listening to this doesn't have the facility to rate and review, then please just share the episode with your friends and loved ones. You will be helping me so much in getting the word out there if you do so. And until next time, remember, you are a unique and a remarkably created person with a God-given purpose and unlimited potential. The question is, what are you going to do about it?